I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd, your host for ArtSpeak Radio today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, there's so much happening in this city. We've got a great lineup of guests. Today we're going to hear from Alexei Guzman and Hyung Ki Ju, who are also known as Guzman and Ju. They will be performing this Sunday, I believe, yes, this Sunday at Johnson County Community College at the Polsky Theater in Overland Park, Kansas. And, you know, here's how I've heard them best described. Think Mozart, hijacked by Monty Python, and South Park meets Bach. So that kind of gives you some sort of an idea of who you're dealing with on stage there. We also have Priest Hughes in the studio today, performance artist, spoken word poet, and we have Jane Booth, well known for her monumentally scaled, color-saturated, dynamic paintings. So I tell you what, we also have on tap. This is a full lineup. I'm telling you. We also have Patrick Quinn in the studio, who will release his CD later on this month, and he's going to give us a little snippet of the music. And along with that, I'll be talking to Kate Quigley of Chain of Hope. But let me tell you about my first guest here. I have Jane Booth. As I said, she is known for her monumentally scaled, color-saturated, dynamic paintings on raw canvas. And she lives and works on a ranch outside of Kansas City, and she incorporates the broad vistas of land and water into tactile and textural space in her canvases. She has a BFA from the Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, and furthered her education in Kansas City. And actually, I met Jane at Artist Inc. about 6 years ago. Her work is also in numerous private collections, including the Albert Kemper Museum of Art, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cisco Systems, H&R Block World Headquarters. You know, these places are really big, so they've got to accommodate your huge paintings. Welcome to ArtSpeak Radio.
Thanks, Maria.
So happy to have you, my friend. So, you know, I wanted to ask about your work, in that it is so large. Did it start out as large paintings, or did it sort of grow through your career as an artist?
It's grown, and I work in a reasonable size as well. Mm. But for me, the indulgence is the extra large canvases, and I think they began to get larger into the monumental scale.
Sure.
When I started working on an old abandoned basketball court, and the scale was just different to work on on a court, and so they got larger.
It's a huge physical then sort of dance with the canvas, would you say?
It is. Yeah. It's enormously physical. It's just to prepare the canvas and get it wet and dried and ready to paint is it's quite a bit of energy.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been painting the large pieces and all that, and you've got some collectors around the country and that. What tell our listeners about the subject matter, your composition, your inspirations for your work.
Well, the work is purely abstract. I don't paint a subject in particular, but I do paint how and what I'm feeling to begin with, and then it becomes more conversational with the marks and the color that's on the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
They do end up to have a sense of... They probably all have a note of landscape. I'm oriented to living in the country and having big vistas, big skies.
I love that.
And so I think that probably shows up in the work.
What are some of the challenges of painting that large? I know you mentioned, you know, sort of the dry time in that, but you have a fairly large studio that can accommodate the work.
Yeah, I just built a studio last year that could accommodate the work.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a dream to be able to be in a place that actually works, because I used to be hauling canvases from the basketball court through the house, up the stairs, pinning them on the side of the house to try to look at them. from a distance because there was not a big enough room to see. And so the studio is really useful. It's all on one floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I am able to work outside and pull them in through a great big door into the space and pin them up on the walls there.
What about your current work? I know you're constantly working and thinking and drawing and coming across ideas. What's your latest work about? Or is continuation of a series?
Yeah, I have really always been so... Color has just been my key vocabulary. And I'm really interested right now in working in neutrals. So I have a large series of black and white. It's just purely black and white.
See, I love black and white. You know, there's so much color to black.
There is.
You know, and you know, you could just see that. I mean, everywhere around you. But I also recognize that in my closet. I have a closet full of black clothes, and it's blue black and gray black, and you know, just a little bit of brown and that sort of thing. So. You know, I love the stark contrast.
Mm-hmm. I do too. It's dramatic. Black and white's dramatic.
Yeah. And any upcoming shows, exhibitions?
I do have a show coming up. I've got work up at Michael Smith Restaurant right now through Sherry Leedy Gallery, and then she's. I'll have a show with her with Sherry Leedy Contemporary Art in April.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a show in La Jolla, California that's going to be based on this black and white work that's coming up in the next couple of months.
So, again, you mentioned that your work is abstract, but is there something that sort of that you're drawn to in the black and white work? I mean, is it maybe inspired by Japanese work or...
I love Japanese art, and I love those strokes and those marks. Mm-hmm. And I think the black and white for me right now is so interesting because there's no to not use color to limit the palette to being black and white. Then the strokes and the marks are extremely important and dramatic, and so I'm using great. Huge warehouse brushes and brooms and things to make those marks. And that's really fun. It's a whole new way of working.
You know, like I said, I could just imagine how the physicality of painting, you know, with the brooms and the different, you know, things that you're using for the paint. And probably using up a lot of paint.
I use a lot of paint. A lot of paint and a lot of canvas.
Yeah. You know, for listeners that have tuned in, I'm talking to Jane Booth, who is a painter, and she works on very large scale. What are the dimensions or some of the pieces that you work on?
The brunt of the black and white work is 6 foot square. But I did just finish a piece that is 5.5 feet tall and 23 feet long. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. Any of this, have you done any work that's public art that's on a large, perhaps even a larger scale out in a public space?
I haven't done public art. We've got a proposal on the table that we're talking about right now, but I haven't gotten into that yet.
You know, talking to Jane Booth, her website is janebooth.com. And so... You'll have your images and sort of a list of exhibitions, upcoming work.
Yeah, on the website.
On the website.
Yeah, I have a little, it's called a process section. I guess it's a blog that I keep up every few weeks. I'll post something about what I'm working on. Mm-hmm. I'm real interested in little videos right now. So,
Have you working?
Some of them are of, of working or of... You know, a bird that got in the studio a couple of weeks ago.
And then does that inform your work?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I love those little videos, and they create energy. They're a little bit quieter to work on, but they create energy and creative energy. I think that they feed the work. The work feeds it.
Could this be a new direction that your work would go? I mean, in terms of, you know, maybe stepping away from painting and maybe more sort of... Clips that are sewn together, just...
Yeah, I love to use it, too. I would love that. I'm not crazy about sitting in front of the computer for too long. So yeah, I imagine these short, lightweight clips are probably as far as I'll take it. But I do like to mix it up. I'm not just a painter. I like to work in different mediums and keep everything kind of fresh that way.
What else do you work with?
I just was given a one-up printer that is a proof printer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a monoprint. And so I'm experimenting with that.
Oh, wow.
And I'm also, I've got some welding equipment that I'm installing now, and I've got a background in welding, and I'm interested in...
That I did not know.
With that.
Yeah. So this is interesting. I mean, the possibilities for you, I'm sure, have got to be just immense.
Yeah, it's really fun to have a lot of... it's great to have a lot of ideas and keep moving.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, again, Jane Booth, www.janebooth.com. I guess I don't have to really say www. And you have a blog on your website as well.
I do.
Yeah. So what will people learn about you on through your blog? Just curious.
So some of what goes on in the studio, most of them are a little bit comical.
Mm-hmm.
I love the time lapse right now. I think it's hilarious to watch 8 hours of work happening in a minute and a half. And it's kind of up to whatever strikes my fancy, really. Some of it's actual blogging about what's happening in the process. Some of it is at other artists that I admire.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, Jane, and good luck with your painting. We're going to keep an eye on you for your blog and your website. We're going to take a real quick break for some underwriting, and we'll be right back with Art Speak Radio.
Thanks.
And we're back. You're listening to Art Speak Radio on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm your host, Maria Vasquez Boyd, along for the ride in the studio. We have the wonderful theater Priest Hughes, who is a spoken word poet, activist, community activist. He wants to influence change and encourage people by example to work together towards common goals. So welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for
having me. Welcome, Priest. Thank you for coming in today. So what's happening in your world, kiddo?
That'd be a long
story. That's a loaded question.
Right. Well, but the main thing that we're here to discuss today is the Harlem Book Fair.
Right.
Which will be Friday and Saturday. Friday night's going to be our Harlem Book Fair Spoken Word for Literacy Slam, which, you know, we'll have New York coming in to slam against our Kansas City hopefuls. And then we're also going to have a couple of the high schools out here, you know, having some fun.
What high schools are involved?
Let me see. Right now we're expecting Wyandotte, Schlegel, but it's mainly the Kansas ones. Wyandotte, Schlegel, Washington. I think I missed Sumner. I know I'm missing somebody.
Yeah, and I do want to tell listeners that that is going to be at the TMV, Visionary Impact Theater?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's 1017 North 6th Street, Kansas City, Kansas. And, you know, you can contact priesthughes@gmail.com for more information, unless I'm mistaken. But, so, New York's coming.
Yeah. We were lucky enough to, Richard Mabey and other NAACP Kansas City, Kansas branch has got the Harlem Book Fair, which was started, you know, years ago in Harlem.
Right.
And then they started giving people the rights to be able to do it in other places. So we had it booked for the Midwest. I mean, nobody else between Colorado and, Indiana and Minnesota and Texas can actually do this. But in that doing that, we created a relationship between New York, where they'll send poets down here to slam against us, and then next year we'll go out there and slam against them, and we have a traveling trophy for the winners to get to keep it for the whole year to the next year. But that was just in an effort to bring the national stage to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the poets, if they're trying to get more national attention, they, you know, go to New York or go to Chicago or go to L.A. You know, well, now we're going to bring them to us.
So is there sort of an expectation that when they come to the Midwest, meh, we're just a bunch of corn-fed kind of people that are a little slow in the poetry slam department.
Yeah, you have some people that think that, but we have some poets beginning around, so you have some people out there that know better, you know.
Yeah.
But that is the thing. You always hear the Dorothy and Toto story, you know.
And that then will just never go away, will it?
Right, right. And then Saturday will be the main Harlem Book Fair, where we'll have all authors out, and, you know, they'll be able to display their works. We'll have various performances going on through the day. That's from 9 to 6 at the Jack Reardon Center. 520 Washington, Kansas City, Kansas?
Sure, it sounds good to me.
I don't think that's on the flyer. Right, right, right.
But you know, if you could talk about maybe some of the authors that are coming out for the Harlem Book Fair, would that be possible?
Yeah. Yes, one of the main ones coming out, I say main ones because I had to do some work for it, but Sarah Washington O'Neill Rush, who is the great-granddaughter of Booker T. Washington. And she just came out with her autobiography not too long ago. She'll be down here. Matter of fact, she'll be here Thursday. But she'll be out at the fair at the slam competition Friday night. And she'll be there Saturday to actually, you know, kind of introduce her book, which her story is interesting because she, even though being a great-granddaughter of Booker T. Washington, people might think you had that blue blood experience.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she had that urban project experience, you know, until she really came of age and realized who she was and then was able to turn her life around. Now she has a couple degrees, a 501c3 empowered network. I mean, she's doing some things. She'll be there. Natasha Real Alscari, if I believe she had her shit. She'll be presenting her book at the show coming up. So, you know, that'll be going on too. And then there'll be, of course, a bunch of whole other offers, which I don't know all their names. That will be more Richard's area.
No, it sounds very exciting. Natasha was on the show during our pledge drive, and she was very generous and donated some of her works to us, so we're very grateful for that. And again, it's the Poetry Spoken Word Slam Competition, The Art of Literacy, at the TMV Visionary Impact Theater at 1017 North 6th Street. And that's Kansas City, Kansas. And Kansas City, Kansas, and the downtown Kansas City, Kansas, is really hopping with artists and writers, and it's really has a renaissance in that neighborhood that's occurring.
That's what we're working on. Murray Anderson, who actually runs the TMZ studio, that's what he's working on, is realizing to bring economics into the city. You have to bring culture. Culture is the arts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we're working. Then we're also working on creating a bridge between Missouri and Kansas. That's one of the reasons we're doing some work over there. Yeah. You know, there's been this kind of feud between, this probably goes back to slavery, between the abolitionists and the slave people, you know what I mean? But we got to get past that. You know, we're in a new day and age now. Then we're also working with the Latino community, because what we're really working at is bringing all the community together. Yeah. You know, quit having this separation when we're all living in the same area and while really working together. Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes dysfunctionally.
Yeah. You know, it. I think that's a wonderful thing to really bridge people together through the arts.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's such an important thing. You know, I do want to mention that some of the work, some of the competition has been going on since September. Mm-hmm. So for next year, is it too soon to begin to think about next year?
Oh, no, we're working on it already.
Yeah, because
this was our first year. We got a late start. We've been building up our sponsorship, our corporate sponsorship, and various other things we have going on. We're going to actually be having slam competition going on throughout the year to begin, you know, get that build up coming into next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because next year, like this year was Kansas City's, should say, this was their time to really shine, because next year the marketing will be expanded, like I said, Texas to Minnesota, Colorado to Indiana. So next year's competition is to get to be on the slam team, represent Kansas City. It's going to be a thick one.
Is there you know, I almost wore my T-shirt today, Split This Rock. Is there any of the teams that are maybe looking forward to going to Split This Rock in Washington? Now, it's coming around this year, well, actually in 2016, and, you know, check it out. It's Split This Rock, and it's a lot of poetry, spoken word, slam, but it really is less academic, and it's more about, you know, getting the word out. And, it's just a terrific event in Washington.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm trying to do. Yeah, just in terms of poetry is, I don't know, sometimes folks think to do spoken word, you can't be academic. And one of the things I've been working on, even with my spoken word pieces, well, there will be form within them, because I want people to understand it's still about the delivery. You can still have a haiku, a sonnet, a tetrarina. You can have all kinds of things working on in there. It doesn't have to be looked at as non-academic just because of the delivery.
Yeah. You know, that's something that I like to ask writers and poets, because there again, there's sort of that division, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have some work inside of you. Do you want to perform something for us? Let me put you on the spot.
Oh, damn. Let's see. I had a feeling this might happen. And this always gets me. I had literally, I can't tell you how many poems like that.
You've got
a
Rolodex
and
up there.
Every time somebody asks me, my mind goes blank.
I know.
It's like, whoa, what you gonna do? Okay. Perfect. Let's see. What would my... Oh, hey, this is probably what 337 would tell me to do. Yeah, that's who I usually do. What should I do? Yeah. You know, and he's not here, so I got to think, okay, what would 337 say? All right, this one is called... Do I want to do that one? Yeah, I'm going to do this one. This one's called Blues. It's really short, sweet, to the point. And just kind of the point behind it was, most time you hear the word blues, everybody thinks about sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing I think about is the clear sky.
Yeah.
You know, so this just doesn't take me to a different place, so here we go. Blues moving twos, veins and arteries choose to bruise shoes, blood flows through, washing old and new in the limbs of pursuit, life hoops, good news in the hues of blues playing dues, a truce in pews, spring blush, photo shoots, hearts grill, smiles, barbecue, smoke, beef, brews, loops, sop and taste buds so smooth, rainy afternoons play tunes, blues, mushroom, cartoons, pajamas in the living room, eating dry cereal, huh, no spoon, fresh blooms, souls find tunes too, time prunes, ruins mood, like Thanksgiving on the news, good food in view when the blues coming through, full moon, music blues, loving you, fresh and new, fit the view, tongue and groove. Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Man. Yeah, I can never remember anything, so that would be very difficult for me to remember. And you did mention Desmond, who is 337 Jones,
yes,
who's
ma'am.
The other half of the Recipe KC,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so are you performing besides this, the poetry spoken word slam, I mean, are you performing elsewhere currently?
Oh, yeah, that's a come with you asked that load of questions.
Yeah, I know.
Tonight, what we've been doing is a tour around the housing projects in Kansas City, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote a poem that's based off of Sarah Washington O'Neill's Rush autobiography, and we'll be doing shows at the projects, kind of introducing them to who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, of course, we added some more of our poetry in just to create the story. And so we'll be doing that tonight over at the Chalet Housing Development over Kansas City, Kansas.
Beautiful.
Then, tomorrow night we're doing Old School Ghetto Gospel, which was a play we did back in August, and we actually did a couple years ago with Casey Melting Pot out of just off Broadway. We're doing a encore presentation at Pacelle High School tomorrow night at 7. And then Friday, of course, is the slam. And then we have to actually perform another show prior to that going up at the slam. So, yeah.
I love that about you. I love that.
Trying to stay busy, sister.
You know, and for listeners, ReverbNation.com.
Yes, ma'am.
/the recipe is where you can go for more information, and for more information about the Poetry Spoken Word Slam competition, The Art of Literacy, at the TMV Visionary Impact Theater, contact PriestHughes@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Or they can call. I am pretty busy right now, but just leave a message or even send a text. I'll get back to you ASAP.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and the best of luck to you for
thank
this
you very
competition
much. Appreciate that.
And all the things that you do for the community. Thank you.
Well, thank you for what you do. It takes all of us to make this happen.
Bless your heart. Amen.
All right. Have a good one.
Uh-huh. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio. And you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is ArtSpeak Radio, and I am Maria Vasquez Boyd. We're moving fast because we have a crowded studio, which is always good because it just tells me that, the community here in Kansas City is just thriving with arts, performance, poetry, and all of that good stuff. Our next guest is Patrick Quinn, who is an artist, a painter, singer, songwriter. He performs music. He'll be performing live here in the studio from his new CD, The Desired Melancholia. And he's going to have a CD release party at The Brick at 1727 McGee, Kansas City, Missouri, on November 28th at 10 p.m. And that's when he'll debut his new CD, but he's here in the studio and he's going to debut it right here live, if I can ever get the words out. Hello, welcome, my friend.
Hi, it's nice to be back.
Good to see you. You know, a lot of has happened since we last met up.
Yeah, absolutely.
The CD, you've given birth. Well,
yes,
to the CD. So let's talk about your work, about the music.
It's kind of a mixture of some very old songs I've done, like maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. Actually, maybe one of them is at least maybe 10 years old, and then a lot of brand new stuff, kind of all just mixed together. And it's 8 songs mm-hmm. on there, and it was kind of just like drawing from all the different things I've been doing over the years mm-hmm. to get some stuff together for an album.
So what have you been doing all over the years in terms of your life's experiences or listening to different music?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of all of that. It's more like when I write, it definitely has to do with things that are happening in my life. So the more I write, you know, it kind of changes. Yeah, the tones kind of change mm-hmm. in the writing, but it's just growing. So as I grow, you know, I'll leave some songs on the wayside and make some new ones.
Who are some of your influences? Who do you like to listen to? Who's in your headphones besides yourself right now?
A lot of like classic rock, and then a lot of older folk music. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of come to the conclusion that any genre can have really good music in it, and anything can be inspirational. So I've kind of turned over from specifics to just a general, you know, appreciation of good music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's just a lot of different things. I've been listening to a lot of the Beatles and some David Bowie and Black Keys, things like that.
Yeah, and have you always studied the guitar, or is it something that you just recently picked up? What is the history?
It's been about 7 or 8 years doing it. I mean, and I don't particularly claim to be an excellent guitarist, but I, as singer-songwriter, you know, I need to find a way to be able to, you know, like get my music and the song across. So, yeah, I picked doing guitar to kind of communicate that way.
Well, that's interesting that you said, you know, about being a guitarist. A very wise man here in town once told me, Calvin Arsenia, just sing. You know, I like to sing. I'm not the best. He said, just sing. Just perform.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, and you have to, I mean, there's a lot of people that are, it's like, damn, I'm not ready, or, you know, this isn't where I want it to be yet. But if you really, I mean, if it's a passion for you and it's something you want to do, then, you know, you just do it, and it kind of falls in line.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you like to perform for us today?
Oh, I would love to play some stuff.
That's good. And I want to mention while he's getting ready that The Desired Melancholia, his new CD, he's got a beautiful watercolor on the cover. So that's really lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a lot of different things, but I like to watercolor.
See, I've not seen your watercolors. I've seen your acrylics, but at any rate.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. There was a lot of different decisions going into making it, but yeah, I mean, I think. Yeah, I was very, very satisfied and happy that, you know, it's like, oh, well, now there's something that you can just put out to the world. Here it is, you know.
Yeah. So what are you going to play for us today?
This song is a very kind of a cheesy romantic song.
It's probably like cheesy romantic.
The cheesiest one on the album, but it's called Untitled Romance.
Excellent.
At the ocean deep and blue, there's a lonely shipwrecked sailor and a girl that looks like you. Oh, he's all turned around so his face you cannot see, but when he starts out a singing, well, it sounds a lot like me. Yes, it does. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. And they talk
up behind those shining eyes. They look all so amorous. He'll say something silly, like, why you think the sky's so big? Oh, then he leans in to kiss her as the wind, it blows like that. Somewhere up that river, at that ocean deep and blue, there's a humble cozy cabin and a fire built for two. Now the windows are all foggy, so inside you cannot see. But when they start out singing, well, it sounds a lot like you and me. Ooh, ooh. Oh, 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 oh. So somewhere up that river, at that ocean deep and blue, there's that lonely shipwreck sailor and a girl who looks like you. Now he's all turned around, so his face you cannot see. But when he starts out singing, well, it sounds a lot like, it sounds a lot like me.
Beautiful, Patrick.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. Just, you know, it's got such a lovely tone to it. I mean, the words and the music. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been working on this CD?
It's been a little while. Yeah. It's probably about maybe 6 months ago, something uh-huh. like that, yeah. with Rob Nold Audio. Which Rob is just fantastic to work with. He's got a great setup, and he's really got a lot of knowledge on how everything's mm-hmm. supposed to work.
And this was here in Kansas City. Then it was
Not in Kansas City, but in his studio, and it's probably about 30 minutes away from here. Not exactly sure of the uh-huh. town name, but. But yeah, he's got a lot of really good projects going with a lot of really cool local people. The show coming up for the release at the Brick, mm-hmm. Mikhail Shapiro is going to play there as well.
I was going to mention that. And again, that's going to be next month, November 28th at mm-hmm. 10 o'clock at the Brick, 1727 McGee, Kansas City, Missouri. And if people want more information about...
They can go on my Facebook page, Patrick Quinn Music. And then you can find all the updates on there. And actually, for all the shows coming up, after the release, I'm planning on doing some things all around town, you know, continuing to push the album.
You know, the good thing about Kansas City, well, there's so many good things about Kansas City, but there's a lot of local music stores in town.
Yeah.
So they're willing to help support the local musicians
right.
and singer-songwriters. And... you know, that's the fantastic thing about the cities. And we're all in support of the arts here. I also want to mention the brickkcmo.com. You can get more information about Patrick's performance there. You know, we're going to take a real quick break. I'm going to put your CD on. I have it queued up to Baby Red, if that's okay.
Yeah, fantastic.
Terrific. We'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio.
All right.
Just Wasting all my days, I can picture it going that way. But I know that I am here for something. Unless that something fades away, I'll keep moving on, going my own way. Yeah, yeah. Because sad feels like nothing. Sad feels just like nothing. Sad feels like nothing. Well, nothing, nothing feels like sad. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And you're listening to ArtSpeak Radio on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd along with Patrick Quinn, artist, singer, songwriter, who's performing music live here in the studio. And his release, his new CD has just been released unofficially.
Yeah, I mean, it's out, but we're going to have the... we're going to have, you know, the release event coming up, so we'll kind of keep it a little bit under wraps till then. You know, mm-hmm. We got some here so that you guys can take a listen, get the secret pre-screening.
I love that. Now, you during the break, you had talked about something else that you wanted to mention.
The start of November, I'm putting up a show of my paintings in the brick. And so that'll be showing throughout the whole month, and then at the release party, it'll actually be the ending of the art show as well. So those will still be up, and you can check that out. That's a series I've been working on called The Novel Landscape, and it's actually it's landscape made from kind of torn up pieces of this novel, constructed into a bunch of different landscape scenes.
I love that.
It's very whimsy, and it's kind of it kind of goes along with the album as well. I mean, everything, you know, that comes out of me will sort of be similar. So yeah, hopefully it'll be a very cohesive, pretty night for music and art.
You know, it's very well rounded. You've got, you know, visual art, you've got paintings, you've got music. What else do you want?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a process to work it all together, and it does inspire the other. One inspires the other, you know. So it's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I think one discipline of art informs the other, and again, the CD is called The Desired Melancholia, which is just a beautiful title. And
thank you.
The painting is, or the watercolor is of yours. And I want to thank you so much for coming in today. And the best of luck with your CD.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's gotten rave reviews just in the studio alone. So,
well, I'm happy with it. I'm proud of it. I'm glad that I can get something out there and really, you know, you know, the digital is really where it's at these days. If I can get some hard copies out to people, just so they have something to look at and,
absolutely,
you know, connect with, it'd be a really great experience.
Absolutely. Let me just get this loaded up real quick. And, again, tell people your contact information if they want to know more information from you.
Yeah, so it's Patrick Quinn Music on a Facebook page, and that's regularly updated with shows and any information about CD release or, you know, new songs or promotions we're doing. And then a Reverb Nation page is Patrick Quinn Music as well. And at some point, it's going to be for sale online. I'm not sure if we'll release it before the show or after. I'm pretty sure probably right after the release party. We'll do a digital release as well.
I know it will do well. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you for having me back on.
You bet. We'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. day window blowing. I got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces, I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning.
You're listening to Art Speak Radio. I am Maria Vasquez Boyd. This is 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And next up we have Kate Quigley, who is with Chain of Hope. And Chain of Hope's primary goal is to alleviate the suffering of abused and neglected animals within the urban core of Kansas City. They rescue, rehabilitate, rehome, transfer homeless and unwanted pets. They provide the public education on the proper care and treatment of animals and give shelter animals much needed love and attention. Chain of Hope's mission is to reduce pet overpopulation by spaying and neutering all pets and encouraging others to do the same. The ultimate goal is to break the chain of ignorance, break the chain of suffering, and break the chain of unwanted litters. So we have Kate Quigley, Chain of Hope. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You bet. Now, Chain of Hope, how long have they been around?
We have been around since 2010, so for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And there's a real need for the services that you provide in the city, or I should say just in Kansas City.
Oh, yes. We had no idea what was out there in these backyards until we started just getting out in the community and, you know, going up and down the alleys. And we just found, you know, dog after dog after dog on chained to trees and chained to fences. And, yeah.
You know, I want to tell people that you have a fundraiser that's coming up tomorrow, the Chain of Hope Bonanza at Belvoir Winery, right?
Right, correct.
So talk about that.
Well, it's great. We have sold out our tickets, we're really happy. But it's going to just be a special fundraising night for Chain of Hope, and any fundraising thing for Chain of Hope is really a fundraiser for the inner city animals, because we have very low overhead and we really get out there every day. So, yeah.
Well, it is from 6 to 9 o'clock at Belvoir Winery. Mm-hmm. That's at 1325 Oddfellows Road in Liberty, Missouri. And you know what? I just recently saw an episode, don't judge, on Ghost Hunters of the Oddfellows home out there.
Uh-huh.
But this event is going to be Halloween themed, and you can wear a costume if you like.
Right, yes. We do a few fundraisers every year. Uh-huh. We're mostly supported by the public. People like what we do. They want us out there. They say, oh, I couldn't do it. I'm so glad you're out doing it. So, you know, most of our support does come through that. But yeah, it's pretty overwhelming out there. It's very overwhelming.
Well, you know, we may see a stray animal in the street or something, but really don't think about, you know, perhaps the conditions that that animal is coming from.
Right.
And, you know, for listeners, please let us know what Chain of Hope needs. What sort of resources are you looking
thank
for?
Thank you. Well, we do very low cost or free spaying and neutering, and so we need financial resources for our veterinary care. We get a lot of animals when we do rescue them off of their heavy chains and stuff. They have a lot of them will have some health problems. They know they're missing hair. They're covered in fleas. They might have an ear infection. I mean, they just haven't been cared for at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, primarily money, pig ears and rawhides. Mm-hmm. Every dog we visit every day gets some type of rawhide or chewy or something to help alleviate their boredom while they're chained to their tree.
Yeah. You know, I'm a fortunate recipient of one of those animals via my daughter.
Yes.
And I've got Trudy in my home now.
Yes.
And Trudy just wants to hog the bed.
you know.
But it's okay.
It's our treaty.
It's okay.
Yes.
Because I, you know, knowing the history that that she's come from, you know, I'm more than happy to, you know, share our home with her.
Right.
Don't tell Whitney, potato chips. So, you know, she's
been she's got a great home now. I know she does.
Again. So now, this Chain of Hope Bonanza at Belvoir Winery, folks... I know you're sold out, but can people make donations or contributions if, you know, there's no room for them?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yes. And on our website is several different ways to donate, you know, from snail mail to PayPal to, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that would be much, much, much appreciated.
Terrific.
I'd like to mention one thing we do in the winter or in the fall is we set up a couple of locations where people can come and get free hay to put in their dogs' doghouses. Because, you know, we are having beautiful days, but our nights are getting, you know, pretty chilly down in the 40s. And so we are going to be having a free hay giveaway on Halloween, actually.
Great. Now, for more information, is there a number that people can contact?
They can call 816-221-8080.
Terrific. Yeah. Promise me you'll come back and talk a little bit more about your services, and we'll bring maybe some of the volunteers, because it's all volunteer-based, right?
Exactly. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Kate,
and we'll see you tomorrow night at the Chain of Hope Bonanza at Belvoir Winery. We'll be right back. You're listening to Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and I do want to mention that for more information about Chain of Hope, you can contact them at 816-221-8080. And, you know, unfortunately, I had another guest that I was looking forward to. I mean, I look forward to all my guests, but I wanted to tell you about Goodsman and Jew, who are a... my phone's going off. They have over 35 million YouTube views, and they've had sold-out performances around the world. They've turned the inspired lunacy of musicians. They're Goodsman and Jew. They've turned their show into a global hit. For them, the mix of music, comedy, and theater is in its own art form. Now, I mention that because they will be performing live at the Polsky Theater in Overland Park, Kansas, Sunday, October 25th at 7 o'clock. That's, you can get more information at jcc.edu, and they will be performing there on Sunday night, as I mentioned. For them, the mix of music, comedy, and theater is its own art form. And unfortunately, they were calling my cell phone and not the studio phone, so I hope to maybe talk with them before they leave out of town on Sunday. I know they're going through different states in the Midwest, and then they're off to Europe. So if you get a chance, YouTube, they're online. You can check them out at their website at goodsmanandjew.com, and that's goodsmanandjew.com. And you can get more information from the Johnson County Community College website, .edu. I want to thank my guests today. We've had a full house, just a really wonderful group of people, as always, here at Art Speak Radio. You know, it just makes my job much easier, because we have so many creative people in the community. I want to mention, stay tuned for Jazz in the Afternoon with Jeff Harshbarger. At 3 o'clock, Old G's Hangout with Groovy Grant, the terrific Groovy Grant. And 6 o'clock, All Souls Forum. 7 o'clock, American Roots. Then at 9 o'clock is the Classical Challenge. Thank you, guests Priest Hughes, Kate Quigley from Chain of Hope, Jane Booth, and Patrick Quinn. Next week, October 28th. We're getting through October pretty quickly. I'll have Jenny Mendez from the Meadie Rhodes Art Center on, along with Sarah Heidschmiedler and Ann Manning from the Nelson Atkins Museum. They're going to talk about Day of the Dead, the big family festival that's taking place November 1st at the Nelson Atkins Museum. Also on tap, we'll have members from My Brothers and Sisters who will be performing at Knuckleheads for a fundraiser for KKFI on Halloween. So stay tuned for that. Jazz in the Afternoon with Jeff Harshberger. Say it with me. Honey, I'm coming home.